If you can handle it, find a comfortable place in between your speakers. Are you there? Now, stand on your head. Cup your ears with both hands and listen to this track.
Progressive rock, krautrock, out jazz, experimental music, electronica, the avant-garde, and sounds from various undergrounds, then you should tune in, turn on, and drop by the Sonic Subversion Show with Brian Cox every Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Radio Valencia.
Now, Doug the Dog has a song.
Did Ezekiel see a UFO here in the sky, you know? And the creation of God's other people, which come down to the earth and their own flow, telling us we're not alone in the universe, that there are other human beings that are of this earth, created in God's universe. Did Ezekiel see a UFO unfold in the sky, you know, with the likeness of a human man, expressed in God's own creation? That looks like our own Earth can, but they come from another star, not afar or within. Many people have seen UFOs up here in the sky. You know, they are men and women and children like other worlds that teach us of God's time. They come from afar, and we must open our mind to learn and find out we're not alone in the universe. I believe in UFOs because of the many stories that have been told, of the many aliens that have appeared on the earth, that have come and removed this mortal curse. Why is the government saying they're unreal when they appear in this mortal life still? So, did Ezekiel see a UFO come down from the sky, you know, and a wheel within a wheel? Let us still believe that UFOs really exist still.
It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Do-wah, 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 do-wah. It don't mean a thing. Sing. Do-wah, 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 do-wah. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you've got. Oh, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing.
This is Smelly Kelly from Red Meat, and when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia, because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
Love. wasn't a man, my woman wouldn't love me. She wouldn't feel me. I'd be like a horse running round and round up the racetrack till I know, yeah. If I wasn't a man, that the wind blows away. If I wasn't a man, these things I couldn't do. If I wasn't coming here,
We'll be right back. is Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Once upon a scary Halloween, when hoot owls hooted and hound dogs howled, four excited kids named Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny were getting ready to go trick-or-treating. It was almost dark, and they had on their scariest Halloween costumes. Suddenly, the doorbell said. They ran to the door, and sitting there was a giant jack-o'-lantern.
It looks like a pumpkin pie with his clothes on,
said Aaron.
It's a magic jack-o'-lantern.
Who said that?
I said that.
The jack-o'-lantern said that. That must be magic,
said Josh.
Hey, how come you have a flashlight inside your head?
Because candles and other burning things are very dangerous. You should carry a flashlight, too, when you go trick-or-treating.
And Teeny said,
he got one.
Good. Now, if you take me trick-or-treating with you, I'll make some scary sounds for you.
Like what?
Said Teeny, and Jack-o'-lantern said,
like ghosts in the wind. Listen.
Watch out for ghosts. Wasn't that scary?
Yes.
Make some more scary sounds.
I will, later, if you take me trick-or-treating.
Come on, let's go.
And so Josh and Edward and Aaron and Teeny and Jack-o'-lantern went off trick-or-treating.
Who goes first?
We all go together. You shouldn't go trick-or-treating alone.
Okay.
Trick-or-treat.
Come on in.
I'm sorry, we're not supposed to go into houses of strangers.
You're right. I'll go get you a treat. Now, you just wait right there, and I'll be right back.
Make another scary sound, Mr. O'Lantern.
How about the wickedest witch in the world?
What was that scary sound?
The wickedest witch in the world.
Oh. Okay, here's your treats.
Thank you. Come on, let's go to the next house.
Hey, wait for me!
And me!
And they all had a wonderful time trick-or-treating all around the neighborhood, being careful to look both ways before they crossed the street. And when they got home with all their treats, they sat down in a circle around Jack-o'-lantern, who said,
would you like to hear a scary Halloween story?
Yes.
This is the story of a haunted house. In it lived a ghost, a skeleton, and a bat. Last Halloween, when they were getting ready to go out to scare everyone, they went into the closet to put on their scariest costumes, when suddenly the wind blew through the spider webs covering the windows, and the door slammed shut, locking them in the closet, where they have lived for a whole year, waiting for you to come into the haunted house to let them out. You come through the front door, 7 steps away from that closet. You take the first step. It's dark and quiet. You take the second step. The third step. You know what's behind that closet door. You take the fourth step. You take the fifth step. You take the sixth step. You're 1 step away from the ghost, the skeleton, and the bat. You take the seventh step. Don't be scared. Open the door.
Thank you.
sure was a good story, Mr. O'Lantern.
How did you learn to tell scary stories?
Well, one day I had a donut, and suddenly my mouth could talk.
A donut?
That's right. Winchell's donuts do magic things to your mouth.
A Winchell's donut really, really does it. Donut!
And now, for all you girls and boys at home, I have some scary sounds for you.
H is for the hemorrhoids that you had removed. E is for the exercise you never have time for. R is for the rants that there's no reason or rhyme for. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Dad, D is for the dopey things you say to my friends. A is for that angry look when mom overspends. D is for the driveway that you sometimes just miss. But you're our dad and life with you is nothing but bliss. Papa, P is for the Pepto-Bismol you sometimes drink. For olive pits that you spit out in the sink. P is for perseverance when we're all in a lurch. And P is for that Sunday when you pooted in church. Daddy, A is for those little things you always will do. When we need your help, we know we can count on you. Father, father, dear old dad, you're my papa and you ain't half bad. Father, father, dear old pop, you're my dad, I'm so glad it's time to stop.
Imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Colin Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Well, I'm a prayer for rain in California so the grapes can grow. Music. Chicago, my broken heart is still the same. I asked the man behind the bar to play the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. That fool in the corner crying. I say, little old wine drink of me. Oh yeah, that's right. Little old wine drink of me.
touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Got red lips. Yeah, she's real. My next guest, she's the only female on the show, and she's a beautiful female at that. Her name is Lucille Cataldo. I had her on the show once before, and I just had to have her back. Okay, Lucille, there she is. How you, doll? Here we are.
Hairdresser, would you set me up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. 'Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. 'Cause I wanna dance. Understood. I'll make sure I tip you good. Cut my hair, it won't behave. Set it up with gel and a wave. One or two ringlets. Keep the top a little wet. This piece looks great. I'm worried, I'm tired, I'm late. I want it just like yours. Perhaps it'll open new doors. It's confidence I like. Maybe you'll bring it all back. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease. What a tease. Tease it up. What a tease. What a tease, what a tease,
what a tease,
what a tease,
what a tease.
Tease Louise, tease Louise, all the guys call her Tease Louise. Without her hair, without her face, she just stayed Tease Louise. Tease Louise, tease Louise, ah, you know she's not out to please. A model drink beer from a bottle. That's why they call it Teaser Louise. Teaser Louise, Teaser Louise. I know she's not out to please. When you endure through all that's in store, you'll overcome Teaser Louise. And she said, please.
Do you remember the last time you were on the show? How
yes,
long ago
I
was
do.
That?
2 years ago.
2 years ago. Gee, yeah, I've been on about five years,
right,
huh?
Right.
You're prettier than ever, you know that? Uh-huh. And you sing prettier than ever, too. And you're going to, I know you only brought one number, but you're going to be on the show again, aren't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hey, you enjoy being on the show? You a little nervous?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, a little bit.
Little.
Okay. Lucille Cataldo, everybody.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Countdown, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.